Now, I told you all I was going to be talking about opera now, and I'm sure many of you will maybe turn off the radio or switch channels or whatever, but please stay with me because I think you'll find my next guest might just change your mind about opera. Now, opera has always had the reputation for being elitist and for very, very posh people who like a night at the opera and to get all dressed up in their furs and their jewellery. But to be very fair, there's way more to opera than that. And the Irish, the Irish National Opera Company, they have done phenomenal work over the years to make opera more accessible. And they've also produce some really, really relatable stories and modern day operas that I think a lot of people will find very entertaining and very appealing. And one of them is called The First Child. It's an opera by Donacha Dennehy and Enda Walsh, and it's set in modern times. And I think a lot of people will identify with the story. It deals with bullying, it deals with the class divide, and it's set in Ireland, and there's great music in it, and it's phenomenal singing and incredible music from the orchestra. And it's coming to Shame Satira on Sunday the 25th of September. Now, if you were listening earlier, you'll know we have a pair of tickets to give away to that opera every day this week on the programme. But if you want to get a rough idea of what opera is all about, then have a listen to my next guest. His name is Dean. And Dean is one of the singers with the opera company, Dean Power. And he is a phenomenally talented singer. And he spoke to me earlier about the perceptions of opera and the perceptions versus the reality, and how this particular production really appeals to people right across the spectrum. When I spoke to him earlier, at the outset, he told me how he became an opera singer.
It was just pure chance, to be honest. I happened to meet my very first singing teacher was a real lover of classical music and opera, and I just really, when I was just before I turned 16, my man just asked me, did I want to go for singing lessons? And honestly, at the time, I was like, for what? I had no idea what to do with it. But then he introduced me to music, and I just kind of got hooked on it. And then, and I had to do a foundation music course in Dublin, and then I got onto the degree, and I was working with Mary Brennan and Mairead Hurley in DIT, and then went over to the academy, and then I ended up being part of the Ronnie Dunn competition, and a casting person asked me to go for an audition to Munich, and then after that I did 2 years in the studio in Munich, and I was asked to stay in the ensemble, and I was in the ensemble for another 9 years. And now I'm back in Ireland. I'm now freelance, and so it's a long kind of story, but an awful lot happened and changed in the middle. It's good fun.
So you didn't grow up with a burning desire to be a singer, obviously.
God, no. I didn't even know that you could have a career as a singer. Honestly, I really had no idea. I just said, yeah, I'd give it a go, because to be honest, I had no real interest in anything else in school, and it's not until you really have an interest in something that you really invest your time in it. Like, I was lucky that by the end of my degree, I was actually getting top marks, which I never, and it didn't feel like I was hard work, because I just loved what I was doing.
Yeah, it just goes to show that when you find what you love, then studying it is no problem.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a great lesson for any young people out there who are still at a crossroads trying to figure out what they want to do. But listen, let's talk a bit about opera, because opera, I suppose, has a bit of a bad rep, and a lot of people think, oh, it's terribly elitist. And what would you say to that?
Well, I suppose you can't say that it was not elitist, because it was before. But I think nowadays there has been such a change. I would say years ago, before simple things like having surtitles above the stage to understand what the opera, what's actually happening in the opera. Like, people used to actually just go and just listen to the music and kind of get dressed up, and they'd be like, oh, that's lovely, isn't it? And it was kind of like to be seen rather than actually enjoy it. But I think now in the last like 50 years, like, things like surtitles make it so much more accessible. And the idea now that you have to dress up to go to the opera is kind of, it doesn't really exist. Like, if you look at any of the Instagram pages or Twitter pages or TikTok pages of any of the leading opera houses in the world, you'll see that people just go to the opera like it's a special night. Like, but people go to the opera like dressed in their normal clothes, and every type of person can go to the opera now. It's totally open. There is no there is no elitism anymore, I think, in opera. It's not just a rich kid from some rich family who has like all the finances in the world who can actually get into an orchestra or get into a chorus or get into singing opera. It's wide open now. I really do think so. It really just comes down to work at the end of the day.
Hard work, like a lot of things. Tell us about this opera. I gather it was written by two Irish guys, and is it set in modern times?
Yes, it is absolutely fantastic. So the opera's called The First Child. It's in a way it's kind of a dark story, but it's typically Irish. There are so many like moving, hilarious moments that just hit and connect with people. So the overall kind of topic, I suppose, is like the long lasting effects of bullying and how bad they can be. So like you see people do things and you realize why they do these things. Do you know what made them do these things? And it's kind of like it's really hard hitting, but I have to say the music is just phenomenal. Like normally modern opera even has a worse name than opera itself. So modern opera is usually like really kind of difficult to listen to. You have to really kind of like concentrate 100% just to understand it. This music that Dominic has after writing, Dominic Denby, he has written this really complicated music, but it sounds not complicated at all. It's fantastic. It's loaded with melodies. Like there's some phenomenal singing from like we have wonderful cast with Niamh O'Sullivan from Cork, Sarah Shine from Limerick, Amos O'Hanlon, he's an American baritone based in Germany, and honestly he's the most Irish American I've ever met. His family are from Tipperary, and he's literally like Irish. It's hilarious. He knows everything. He knows every slang. He's as good as Irish as you can imagine. Yet he grew up in America. So like you have this cast, and like vocally what they can do is just incredible. And it's in English, so it hits you straight away. So all of these like crazy lines that are jumping around the place, you forget about all these crazy lines going around the place because it just leads to the emotion and leads to kind of the way that people are explaining themselves. Mm-hmm. And it makes full sense. It's really wonderfully written by
the two lads. Dean, tell me, like in opera, and excuse the ignorance here because I've never been to one, but is every line sung rather than spoken?
But like it's... But it all depends. Like opera is so open, you have so many different styles. Like it's what, 300 or 400 years old, so new innovations have come into place. So things change and develop the whole time. Like this opera it's sung, but it's an absolute multimedia kind of
experience
exhibition. Exhibition nearly. Like Enda Walsh was the director, and he is. He's just brilliant. He's so good. He wrote the text as well. So Enda and Dunica wrote the piece between them, and like they are so in tune with Ireland right now that the minute you hear the music, you can imagine straight away where you are. Like I hear the music and I think of at the very beginning where we are. I know exactly. Okay, it's probably around November, December in Dublin, and it's set in Cabra in Dublin, and like there are then the inner city jokes in a way, like everyone in Ireland knows that there's a bit of a difference between Northsiders and Southsiders. On that basic level, everyone in Ireland can absolutely relate to this. And then there's the kind of the class difference as well. You see that there's a class difference between the singers, and you can really see that as well. And it gets under your skin.
It sounds like a night out with a difference. So what would you say to people in Kerry if they're thinking about it but they're not sure whether they'd like it or not? What would you say to them?
Honestly, like it's only an hour and a half, maximum an hour and a half. There's a children's course as well, their music is just so incredible. I love this piece. I've been lucky enough to be a working singer for about 12 years since I left college, and I've been lucky enough to work with some wonderful people across the world and everything, and I have to say that this production, this piece, is one of the most kind of exciting new operas I've ever witnessed. It's so short, the music is amazing, the story is phenomenal. Like if you can leave without feeling moved, I would be amazed. Like it absolutely pulls at the heartstrings. Just give it a go.
You can't beat a live show anyway, I think.
No,
the visual,
you really can't. And the orchestra.
Yeah.
The orchestra as well, the Crash Ensemble, they specialise in modern music, and they are like rock stars. They are just incredible. The energy, when everything gets going, and by the time we get to Tralee as well, it'll be our last show. So we will be holding nothing back. As we say as well, like, we won't leave it in the dressing room. Like, you know, we'll bring it out. We'll bring it out with
us. I love it. Yeah. We won't leave it in the dressing room. It's a real GAA term. Listen, Dean, I better let you go, but I'll tell you, you sell it very well. I'm thinking of going myself now after talking to you.
Do. You'll enjoy it.
A pleasure to speak to you, and the very best of luck with your career. And I have a feeling you'll get a great crowd in Tralee. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Deirdre. Thanks a million.
And that was Dean Power there, one of the singers in the Irish National Opera Company's production of The First Child, which is coming to Siam Satira on Sunday the 25th of September at 8 p.m. And again, if you'd like to go, and it really does sound like a night out with a difference, do something a bit different. I mean, we all get stuck in a rut and we think we wouldn't like certain things, but I reckon you could be surprised by going along to this production, because it really does sound like a very, very different kind of a night out, a different kind of an experience. And if you'd like two tickets, remember we've a pair to give away before the end of the programme, and we'll be giving them away again tomorrow. All you have to do is text the word opera to 083 300 3300, and don't forget to include your name, and we'll let you know who's won before the end of the programme.